You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Abby Pruitt, Executive Director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. We have you here the first Thursday of each month to highlight beautiful cats and dogs up for adoption and other animal rescue efforts and fundraisers you might be having. And while you tell us about Hershey, the dog you've brought, I'm going to try to share the post. For some reason, it's not letting me do so. So everyone can go to the Baldwin Humane Society page and see Hershey while I'm trying to get it up on the WABF page. Tell us about this shy but sweet girl.
Sure. So Hershey is a five-year-old, what could best be described as like a basset hound bulldog mix. She's all brown. She's a pretty chocolatey color, like a Hershey bar. But she's got the body of a basset hound and the face of like a bulldog. She's really, really sweet. Her story is kind of sad. She was surrendered to us when she was about 10 weeks old. She had two broken front legs. You can even kind of tell the way her front legs are now that she had surgery on them when she was itty-bitty. Got adopted when she was young and then returned to us about 3 months ago because her family got a divorce and she, in the divorce, got the boot. So we got Hershey back, and she's had a little bit of trauma from that experience. She is afraid of men. She's not aggressive at all. She's just very fearful, and she loves ladies. She loves ladies at the adoption center, and she likes most other cats and dogs. She doesn't like dogs that are really, really in her space.
Aggressive.
Yeah, she gets real scared about that. But otherwise, she's a really, really sweet girl. She's house trained. She rides like a dream in the car. She walks great. She just needs somebody to kind of help her with her sensitive nature is all.
Yeah, she didn't want to step right up and greet me.
Mm-mm.
You know, I got down on her level, put my hand out, and she sniffed, but she's still skeptical.
Yeah, she's now, like, I'll keep my distance.
More than likely, by the time we're done, she's going to be over here sniffing my feet, and I'll be able to pet her. She just got to get acclimated, right?
Exactly, yeah. She gets nervous in new spaces. She was nervous just to come in here into this room to do the interview, which surprised me. I think she just gets a little overwhelmed is all.
And these crazy noises aren't going to help. We're getting a new roof.
Oh, cool.
So yesterday, it sounded like the men were going to fall through on top of us. And today I'm hearing some kind of strange tool, so y'all please try to ignore that as we continue. So tell us about the process for adoption for Hershey or other animals.
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do if you want to adopt, if it's Hershey or you just want to adopt in general or you just want more information about the adoption process, our website, baldwinhumane.org, is a great place to start. You can see adoptable dogs and cats. You can fill out an adoption application. Once your adoption application is filled out, it goes to our adoption center manager, Shelby. And she goes over it with you and helps you pick out your perfect best friend. And yeah, that's pretty much the process in a nutshell. And all of our animals are spayed and neutered. They have had all their vaccines. They're dewormed, defleed. They're on heartworm preventatives, microchip, all that good stuff. So you're getting a whole package when
you
go home.
Yeah, and I have learned from experience the adoption fee is, probably half or even more or less, the right word I'm looking for, than taking a dog to the vet and starting from scratch.
Oh, you save a lot of money.
Save a lot of money.
Especially now. I mean, the vets are struggling
no
just
offense,
like everybody else. Oh, yeah. No, they're struggling like everybody else with employees and paying the bills. So their costs are going up, understandably. And so, you know, it's even more expensive than it used to be to get your animal properly vetted. So we're trying everything we can to, you know, make sure our pets get off on the right foot when they get adopted.
Absolutely. So what's the capacity right now, and how's the adoption rate compared to, say, you know, during the pandemic, actually, more dogs were adopted because people were at home, weren't they?
Well, the adoption rates have slowed, and that's not just here in Baldwin County. All over the country, there's been kind of a leveling out of adoptions for maybe the economy, maybe because so many people adopted during the pandemic.
Right.
We focused a lot of our efforts recently on transporting. There's this huge demand for pets, specifically in the Northeast, New England, New York, all that area, for adoptable cats and dogs.
Thank goodness.
I know. It's a real lifesaver. So we, whatever animals we can't get adopted out in a reasonable amount of time, we don't want them just to sit in the kennel. So we put them on a board, and we have partnering rescue groups, and if they pull them, we then transport them via plane or bus to New England, usually about once a month.
Okay.
We send about 10 to 20 pets that way.
And Hershey's been here a while.
She has.
So will she be a candidate for transport, or would that maybe be too much trauma on her?
We'd love for her
point?
To. She just has not been chosen by any of the rescue groups.
Okay.
Maybe because of her age, maybe because of her breed, but we don't get to pick who goes. The rescue groups do. So,
well, if you can see her pictures on Facebook, she doesn't really look like a pit. That
no,
was
she
not
doesn't.
My first thought. And she's a solid chocolate Hershey color and a long body. But shorter and smaller than a pit, but taller than a basset. You said basset mm-hmm. is where she gets her length, but the ears are short.
Yeah.
She's an unusual looking dog, but very pretty, and looks very loving and friendly. As soon as she establishes trust, she's wagging her tail. They all love to look out the window here, don't they? So what else is going on? If Hershey is not the right fit for a family or an individual, you have lots of other animals. You can go to BaldwinHumane.org, click on Adopt, and then click on Cats or Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unless it's a newer intake, you might not have a picture up yet.
Yeah,
correct?
Exactly. And we do, our animals shuffle around a lot, whether they're getting adopted or transport. So I encourage people to fill out the app or call and ask to speak to staff. Or you can stop by. We prefer to do appointments, but we are there all the time. So you're welcome to talk to staff anytime if you come by our facility. So it's not always going to be 100% updated on the website as much as we try because things move around so much.
Yeah.
So we encourage y'all to reach out. And our phone number is 251-928-4585.
928-4585. There's a great picture of Hershey.
I know.
On your website. And here they've even got a part of American Staffordshire Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a catch-all breed sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. The Staffy, exactly.
Right. But he does have a bit of that look. I should say.
Another dog that I don't know why we still have is Sadie Ann right next to her. She's like a beagle. She is the cute. I don't know how you can see her picture, but she's so cute. She's like this little pocket beagle. Oh, she's the cutest little thing. So I hope she gets adopted quickly too. So yeah, people should go take a look. How cute she is.
I'm almost seeing some Cocker Spaniel in there
maybe, sure. Yeah, she's got the very fine short coat, but I could definitely see a Cocker Beagle mix.
Yeah, I mean, y'all don't know. Just have to make an educated guess when an animal comes in.
Yeah.
What it is.
And I bet we're only right, 50% of the time.
Right,
so,
right. And cats as well. How's the situation with cats and kittens?
Same as it usually is. Lots and lots of kittens. We encourage people if they want to adopt. We've been sending most of our adoptable kittens to our offsite adoption locations at Pet Sense in Fairhope and Pet Supermarket in Daphne. So you should, if you're interested in a cat, you should go visit one of them. They're open seven days a week, you can go anytime to see them.
And that helps because it gives a visual. They're in a cage in the store, and everybody's, mommy, can we have a cat?
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps because you can actually see the sweetie.
Exactly. See all the little toots that we have.
Yeah,
we've got some really cute cats. And kittens don't get posted on the website as much because they get adopted so quickly. That's why I tell people to go to those locations if you really want a kitten, because that's usually where they go. Pet Sense in Fairhope and Pet Supermarket in Daphne.
Okay. And all of the medical procedures are also provided for cats.
Mm-hmm.
And what is their fee?
It is $75 for an adult cat, $100 for a kitten. And so for kittens, that includes you get 3 sets of the booster shots, deflea, deworm, rabies, microchip that'll last a lifetime. They're spayed and neutered. And they're combo tested for feline FIV and feline leukemia. So
okay.
Get the works.
Very good, very good. Any fundraisers or events coming up we need to know about?
Yeah, so the next event we have an adoption event at Pet Sense in Fairhope. It's not this Saturday, the next, so July 16th.
Which one is Pet Sense?
The one by Big Lots. Okay, in Fairhope. Okay. Yep. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's our next adoption event. And we don't have any fundraisers planned for the summer. We'll have more once we get closer to the fall. Hound Dog Music Fest, of course, on October the 8th.
So save that date, mm-hmm. October the 8th.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my goodness.
Sorry. She's going to protect you, too. Somebody just walked by the studio.
Oh, Hershey, it's so all right.
Hershey, she was alarmed by that movement. Well, now we know we have a good little guard dog, too.
I know.
Cordless, very good. Cordless doorbells. Mm-hmm. That's what we call them.
Exactly.
I have two of them.
D.
All right. Anything else, Abby, you want us to know about the Baldwin Humane Society?
Don't forget the Uptail Resale Shop, which is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 2, is also open second Saturdays. And that second Saturday is this Saturday, the 11th, from 10 to 2. So I don't know what's in the air, but we have had a lot of people donating some really nice stuff. So come see. Like, there's some beautiful pieces over there right now.
Yes, it is a gorgeous resale shop. And I love the way you lay it out, as you might lay your own home out, so you can visualize, you know, what something would look like in a room.
Yeah.
Seems like I also saw a sale on Facebook that may have expired by now. I don't know.
I think we do have some July sales, and I'm sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head, but if you go to our Facebook page or the Uptail Resale Facebook page, it outlines all the July sales. I believe there's a sale on all glassware this month. Maybe 50% off, I think.
I'm looking at silver serving pieces, mm-hmm. lots of nice fine china, some collectible figurines. Mm-hmm. Books, animal clothing,
yes,
if you want to put some outfits on your babies, jewelry, purses, furniture. Wow, I'm looking at the pictures here on your website, and it's very, very nice.
It's fun, yeah. So we and when people shop there, all the money goes right back into the program, so it supports the animals too. So it's guilt-free shopping.
That's right, and it's open Tuesday through
Friday, 10 to 2.
Except for the second Saturday, which is this Saturday, 10 to 2. Okay.
And we'd love to be open more. We want to get back to normal hours, Monday through Friday, open later, but we need volunteers. So if you want to volunteer in the shop, that's our highest priority right now.
Okay. And that'd be a fun thing to
do. Yeah, it's really fun. Okay.
Once again, the Baldwin Humane Society, let's get that address in the Uptail Resale right next door.
Uh-huh. So our address is 22886, Unit C is in Cat, U.S. Highway 98 in Fairhope, and our website is baldwinhumane.org.
Very good. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thanks, Lori.
Abby Pruitt, Director of the Baldwin Humane Society, joining us the first Thursday of each month. And Hershey. Thank you, Hershey. If you missed part of this interview and you'd like to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.